Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth begin in my heart and be a light along life's path for these, your people. Amen. It's not long until some of us will be heading out for a summer vacation. Well, I hope that you all won't take a vacation from God. Some of you undoubtedly will decide to go camping. You may appreciate the story then of a couple who were vacationing in Yosemite National Park. The wife expressed her concern about going camping because of the bears, and she said she would feel much more comfortable in a motel. But the husband said that he liked to camp. So to calm her concerns, he said that they would talk to a park ranger to see what the likelihood was of an encounter with a bear. The ranger told him, "Well, we haven't seen any grizzlies in this area yet this year, or any black bears for that matter." The wife shrieked, "There's two types of bears here?" she asked nervously, and she said, "How can you possibly tell the difference? Which one is more dangerous?" "Well," the ranger replied, "that's easy. If the bear chases you up a tree and it comes up after you, it's a black bear. If it shakes the tree until you fall out, well, then it's a grizzly." The motel room was a quite nice place for them that night. Some of you can sympathize with that woman's fear. When described like that ranger described an encounter with a bear, maybe all of us can sympathize with her fear. Fear is one of the most common characteristics of what it means to be human. It begins when we are children. A woman tells about an experience she had working as a pediatric nurse. She had the difficult assignment of giving immunization shots to children. One day, she entered the exam room to give a four-year-old Lizzie the needle. "No, no, no," the little girl started to scream. Lizzie scolded her mother. "That's not polite behavior." With that, Lizzie yelled even louder. "No, thank you, no, thank you, no, thank you." Well, at least she was polite. Some of us adults are afraid of needles too. It's not my favorite day when I have to go and get a shot at the doctor. But to be honest, that's not all we're afraid of. Time magazine conducted a $15 million poll with the National Institute of Health over a six-year period. And that poll reported that the number one problem in America is anxiety. More than 13 million Americans are afflicted by it. Anxiety, not drugs, is the number one form of suicide in America. There is one suicide every 2 minutes in the United States, and the largest age group is between ages 15 and 24. People are anxious, fearful, even our youngest people. So it's good to hear our words of scripture this morning. They're reassuring that we need not be slaves to our fears because we are children of God. It's a terrible thing to live in fear. Robert Burton in The Anatomy of Melancholy says simply, quote, "They that live in fear are never free," end quote. I wonder how many of us give into that bondage of fear. Living in fear is the ultimate form of slavery. I've known husbands and wives who are afraid to stand up to their spouses. I've known employees afraid to stand up to their employers. I've known salespeople who have completely failed in their work because they could not deal with the fear of rejection. I know of young people who really messed up their lives because they were afraid to say no to the in crowd. I know married folks who've gotten caught up in infidelity out of fear that they're no longer desirable. And I know seniors who've given up on life because they no longer have the confidence in their ability to cope. The list, my friends, goes on of the lives that fear has crippled. So it's good news, indeed, to read our lesson for today. The spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit received brought about your adoption to being a child of God. Notice to whom this message is addressed. Paul, the author of the letter to Romans, is not speaking to the world. He's speaking to the church. That says to me that defeating fear is a spiritual priority. Think, my friends, how often in the scriptures we read the words, "fear not." The call to follow Christ is a call to boldness. It's a call to let our light shine for the world to see. It's a call to courage. The opposite of faith is not doubt. The opposite of faith is fear. Fear is our enemy. You see, fear distorts our reality. Someone has turned the word fear into an acronym. Fear is false evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. When we fear, we have a false view of reality. Fear makes us give up before we even begin. It causes us to take an alternate route rather than the road that leads to our destination. It makes us see obstacles rather than opportunities. Fear is our enemy. It is fear that blinds us and binds us, blinds us to our possibilities, and binds us to the safe, sterile lives we have always lived. I know from my own experience that it is fear that produces sleepless nights as I worry about and worry over events that I have possibly no control over at all. Fear distorts reality. While it may serve as a useful function in isolated circumstances, when it becomes a pervasive influence on our lives, it is destructive. Consider, for example, the scripture's author, Paul. He was confronted with shipwrecks, imprisonment, beatings, and all manner of physical and social persecution. Now he simply could not have been the ambassador for Christ that he was if he had given in to his fears. So neither can we. We don't often talk about the risk of faith, but there is risk involved. Jesus talked in terms of losing one's life in order to save it. That kind of talk is not for timid souls. You and I both know that there are some people who would never willingly lose their life. They're always trying to minimize their risks. They are like the African impala, an antelope, which can leap to a height of over 10 feet and cross a distance of greater than 30 feet. Yet these creatures can be kept in an enclosure in any zoo with a mere 3-foot solid wall. You see, the impala will not jump if it cannot see where its feet will land. Can you see how contrary this is to the call of Christ? We have far too many timid saints. We have far too many believers who refuse to live out their beliefs. Let your light so shine, says Jesus. Don't hide it under a bushel or a bed. Finally, my friends, notice that the ultimate cure for fear is faith. If fear is the opposite of faith, then the reverse must be true as well. As Jesus tells us in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verse 23, all things can be done for the one who believes. Want some evidence of that? A study by sociologist Terrence Hill and researchers at the University of Texas, Austin, published in the Journal of Gerontology in 2005, found that among people 65 and older who attended church once per week, the mortality rate was 32% lower than for those who did not attend church. In other words, the greatest ally we have in any encounter with a much feared enemy is our faith. How do we let go of our fears? We do it by moving from being slaves to being sons and daughters of God. It's when we realize that we have an Abba, a daddy, a God who loves us and will never forsake us. So if you find yourself afraid, my friends, I invite you to remember this poem by an anonymous author. Doubt sees the obstacles. Faith sees the way. Doubt sees the darkest night. Faith sees the day. Doubt dreads to take a step. Faith soars on high. Doubt questions, who believes? Faith answers, I. Amen.